Hello, and welcome to the PacMag Parents Podcast, your place to laugh and learn. Everything we do is to make the lives of everyday parents easier. Without further ado, let's welcome our hostess with the mostess, Bree James.
Well, hello and welcome to the PacMag Parents Podcast. It's Bree James here with you again. And on today's episode, we are lucky to be chatting to the CEO of Act for Kids, which is an organization that delivers evidence-led professional therapy and support services to children and families who have experienced or are at risk of harm. So please welcome back to the show, Dr. Katrina Lyons. How are you, Katrina?
Oh, really great. Thanks, Bree.
It's so good to have you back on the show. It's been a little while. Now, the work that you're continuing to do for Act for Kids is prevalent now more than ever. So tell me more about how you've ended up where you are and why the work that you do is so important.
Well, that was a really interesting question, Bree. I had to kind of think about that myself. As I'm a psychologist by profession, and all of my work and research has been in child development, but not necessarily in kids' trauma. And I've always been really passionate about child development and well-being, and partly that was because I was a mum of three daughters, or still am a mum of three daughters. They're grown up now. But also from that perspective of wanting to know what we can do as a society to ensure kids thrive. And child development is one of those things that's amazingly complex and intriguing. And when I learned that trauma had such a profound negative impact on development that can last a whole lifetime if there's no support, that really motivated me in my work for Act for Kids. And I mean, I joined Act for Kids 17 years ago as a senior practitioner, and now I'm still here as CEO.
That's amazing. Such a, you know, obviously you love the work that you do, because 17 years is a really long time.
I know. And when I say that, I can't believe it. Like, if you'd told me 17 years ago that I would still be in the same organisation, I wouldn't have believed you. But it's gone quickly, and I'm incredibly passionate about what we do and the amazing people who do the work to support kids and families. And so it's just felt like such a pleasure to be here.
So we're seeing extremely concerning rises in mental health issues, especially among our young people. It raises the question as why. What's happening in society? What's happening in these children's lives? What's happening, you know, where are parents falling down, I guess? And why is mental health rising in our young?
I think that's a really complex issue, and we have been talking about it at Act for Kids because since the pandemic we've seen an increase in referrals, and we've certainly seen significant numbers of young people exhibiting, you know, far more mental health issues than we have ever before. So to understand more about what young people were experiencing, we recently conducted a nationally representative survey of young people aged 14 to 17 years. And we wanted to know what they were worried about, if they spoke to anyone when they were worried, and whether or not they actually felt listened to. And the results were really interesting. So the young people who we surveyed could choose as many as applied out of a list of issues. So the results that I'm going to talk about don't add up to 100%, but they're really concerning. So 66% of all of those kids were worried about how they look. 64% of them were worried about school, not just their grades, but what their classmates thought about them. 52% were worried about how they feel, that their emotions. 43% worry about their family, and 39% worry about friendships and being bullied. And, you know, we were blown away because that's a lot of worry. Only 7% of young people said they aren't worried about anything.
Wow.
But the most concerning results were that 40% of kids said they don't talk to anyone when they're worried. And in terms of being listened to, if they do talk to someone, only 36%, so that's just more than a third of the whole survey sample, said they felt their close adult always listens to them. And only 21% said they always felt comfortable talking to their close adult. So, you know, we know adolescence is a time of great change for young people around understanding who they are and where they belong. And we've had a tumultuous world over the last few years with the pandemic and then, you know, economic challenging times in Australia and worldwide, war in the Ukraine, things that worry young people. And because social media has changed the way young people find out about the world and how they interact with each other, and it is 24/7 and doesn't stop and they can't escape it, it's really had a big impact on them. It's such a visual medium that there's so much pressure on them about looking perfect, having perfect things and doing perfect things. And so, you know, it just hammered home to us that with so much pressure on them, young people really need supportive adults to listen to them and help them problem solve and not necessarily solve the problems for them.
And it's so true, because obviously, you know, there's a lot on social media and it's such a hard thing for adults even to observe and watch, let alone a developing brain to be able to ascertain that, you know, oh, I can see that that's photoshopped. And, you know, I think it's just so hard for them to realize that it's what's on the inside that really matters. And I guess even when we were younger, we were always worried about what we looked and, you know, looked like in our friendship circles. And I don't think that's changed. I think it's just this really strong magnifying glass on it now, even more so because it is all over digital media.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't stop. Like, you could put the magazine down and your friends didn't, you know, message you at 1 a.m. But now it's just all the time.
So why do you think people, why do you think our youth aren't speaking up? Because I know, you know, I've got sons and, you know, you can tell something's bothering them and I'm always there, but they just don't want to talk to you sometimes. So sometimes it's not through effort of trying. Sometimes it's just, I don't know what it is. They just don't want to talk about things bothering them.
No, I know. And, you know, this is the most common question that people ask when you, you know, you're trying to talk to them about this topic. But starting conversations about worries can be really hard, both for adults and young people. You know that if you're worried about something, you go around and around and around it in your head and magnify it. And then part of that is, you know, worrying that no one will listen to you or won't believe you. And it makes it really difficult to think clearly. And it makes it really difficult to open your mouth to start talking or to find the right time to do that. And so that's why developing family rituals and a culture of talking together is so important. And it'll be about little things and what we call small talk and just, you know, everyday chatting. But it opens the door so that kids know that there is an opportunity and a time that they can talk to you. It provides an opportunity for worries to come out if there are worries. And you can demonstrate that you will switch off what you're doing and listen, and they're more likely to talk to you about their worries. So, you know, my experience as a psychologist and all of our therapy services, we know that young people need caring adults who will listen, who will acknowledge their feelings and not just jump in and solve the problem for them. It doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they say or what they're thinking, but it really does mean you have to listen.
Yeah, I read an article. I'm trying to remember the data, but it was an astounding amount of children that if they had dinner with their parents 5 nights a week where you had conversations, there's no phones, no TV, and you did that 5 nights a week, your children were like 80%, or I can't remember the figure. I wish I could quote it correctly, but it was a really, really ridiculously high statistic that showed that children who have that connection with their parents at least 5 nights a week, just dinner, they were less likely to suffer from mental health issues, which I think is incredible. I know we have dinner at home and we do a best, worst and grateful for every day as a conversation starter. And we've done that since the boys were little. And it does make a huge difference, that dedicated time where you have dinner and you have those conversations and you just literally say, this is the best thing of my day. This is the worst thing of my day. This is something I'm really grateful for.
And they're great questions because they're, you know, if you know that you have to answer those questions, because they're not yes, no questions, they're open-ended questions. And, you know, you have to think about your day, and it's wonderful that you built in being grateful, because There's also a lot of research to show that being grateful is really beneficial for our own mental health and thinking about things and being, you know, grateful for things in our lives. One of the other questions that we asked young people is how much time they wanted to spend with their close adult. And the answer really surprised us. It was 1 to 2 hours per day. So if you added that on top of all of the other things that everybody has to do, if you didn't build it into your normal day, like dinner, it would be really hard to do. So that's why, you know, we want adults to get comfy switching on for kids by switching off, because switching off the racing thoughts about the email you need to write, what everyone's having for dinner, you know, who needs to be picked up this afternoon, as well as switching off your devices, and that's both adults and kids, and really listening to each other, you can build that into, you know, the everyday activities you're doing. So, you know, taking the dog for a walk, chatting when you're in the car, chatting while you're making dinner, chatting over dinner, making sure that it's a no device zone for dinner. And so activities like that allow you to make those small talk with kids, and leaves the door open for when they might want to have big talks about their worries.
Yeah, well, everyone wants to be heard.
Oh, and acknowledged for their feelings.
And seen, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so easy to stay on that treadmill of being constantly 100% available for everybody, that sometimes it's, you know, those when you limit it and you just focus on the person in front of you, that's when that deep connection happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is Child Protection Week, and Act for Kids is encouraging adults to get comfy switching on by switching off, which you just mentioned. So give us five things or a few things that we can do, because obviously you mentioned, you know, turning off the phone at the dinner table. What else?
Well, the get comfy message to me is actually giving parents and caregivers permission to slow down, switch off their devices and take time to enjoy being with their kids. And I think, you know, that's one of the tips is make opportunities to just spend time together and build it into everyday activities and enjoy being with your kids, even if it is while walking the dog or making dinner. You know, you're still ticking things off your list, but you're actually doing it being, you know, actively present with the kids. And that'll pay off for both of you, because you'll enjoy being together and really be important for your relationship. It can be really difficult to start some conversations, as you said. And so if you build in those rituals and opportunities for small talk, then small talk leads to big talk and just leaves that door open for kids and young people and adults. If you are struggling to connect, then, you know, kids these days live on their devices and you know, use that as a way to connect. Send them a meme that shows you're thinking about them, or a quick text to say, you know, how's your day been? And if you get a response that goes, oh, not so good, you can make sure you say, well, let's make time to talk about that when you get home. I know it's really hard to know how to start you know, conversation. So we've actually created some tip sheets for both adults and young people that have really helpful information, and they can be found via the Get Comfy link on our website, which is actforkids.com.au. And, you know, really sharing the thought in your family that a worry shared is a worry halved, because that's an old saying that's actually true. So talking to someone who truly listens to you and acknowledges how you feel is really protective in terms of future mental health problems. So, you know, the time that you invest in switching off to switch on for your kids is going to play out for their whole lives.
Well, let's face it, there's always going to be more to do. So it can wait. All right. So just lose your phone. Don't worry about it.
I know.
Pick up the board games.
yeah. Board games are a great thing to do. And sitting in the car, you know, side by side is not as threatening. Yeah, yes. It's not confronting. And I remember when my girls were little, that was when they would come out with the most amazing questions. And you're just driving along, you're thinking, oh, now how am I going to answer that? But they're asking the questions.
I love it. So parents listening, get comfy switching on by switching off, and make sure you go and check out those amazing resources on the Act for Kids website. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Katrina Lyons. It's been great to have you back again. If you have any other important links that we've mentioned in the show, they will be in the show notes. But a big thank you to everyone who made the podcast possible. And until next time, happy parenting, and remember to tell everyone you heard it on PacMag. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's show. If you want to be an expert guest, or you've got a weird, wacky, or wonderful product to share, don't be shy. Get in contact with our team at info@pacmag.com.au. This podcast is proudly produced by PacMag. You can listen to more episodes on our website, pacmag.com.au.